The late writer and poet Malcolm Lowry is best known for his novel Under the Volcano. Many readers, including our critic Alan Chews, consider that book a towering contribution to the last century of literature. Fans are now enjoying a compilation of Lowry's work called The Voyage That Never Ends, Malcolm Lowry in his own words. Here's a review.
That title, The Voyage That Never Ends, was the name of a cycle of novels Lowry had hoped to produce in his lifetime, with Under the Volcano as the centerpiece. Lowry's other finished novels, as good as they are, represented here by excerpts, don't come up to the level of Volcano. Not much else written by his contemporaries does. In order to whet the reader's appetite, our guide, Michael Hoffman, rounds up some very early Lowry fiction, including the short story version of Under the Volcano, which the master eventually turned into his masterpiece. There are also some entertaining letters, written early and late in life, and some slender verse, including his epitaph. Malcolm Lowry, late of the Bowery, his prose was flowery and often glowery. He lived nightly and drank daily and died playing the ukulele. But in this miscellany, the real treat comes from two pieces of long fiction. Through the Panama is a brilliant experiment of a journal by a writer traveling with his wife on a freighter from Canada to England. He bases his journal on a modernist notion that the whole is an assembly of apparently incongruous parts slipping past one another. Incongruous parts slipping past one another. That's something like Lowry's life, family scion, brilliant fiction maker, devastating alcoholic, devoted companion. The man's brilliance shines through again in The Forest Path to the Spring, which begins with the narrator telling us how, at dusk every evening, I used to go through the forest to the spring for water. He's ready to escort us on a journey through an earthly British Columbian heaven, where seagulls stand in for angels, and the path leads us to something like paradise. If you haven't taken this walk with Malcolm Lowry, now is your chance.
The book is The Voyage That Never Ends, Malcolm Lowry in his own words. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. His latest work of fiction is called The Fires.